Unit 7. Environment. Reading 1. Ballast water. Since vessels with steel hulls were introduced 120 years ago, ballast water has been used to stabilize and maneuver vessels at sea. Normally, ballast water is pumped into special tanks when a ship has delivered cargo to a port and is departing with less or no cargo. In addition to providing stability and increasing maneuverability, it reduces stress on the hull and makes up for weight lost due to fuel and water consumption. This ballast water being carried inside a vessel can, however, present a potential environmental disaster. This is due to ballast water containing organisms and bacteria that, when transported to another environment, can prove fatal to native species. These invasive species are now considered one of the greatest threats to the oceans and the planet. Furthermore, coastal sediments and connected organisms are often pumped into ballast tanks. These problems are becoming more serious with the expansion of trade and traffic volume over the past few decades. The world needs to cooperate to control and manage ballast water, but this is not easy due to the size of the problem and the practice of releasing ballast water in many different locations. Getting rid of established invasive species is almost impossible and incredibly expensive. It would be more practical to prevent the problem in the first place through treating the ballast water by killing organisms contained in it. The good news is that the International Convention for the Control and Management of Ships' Ballast Water and Sediments has been established. So far, the convention has managed to introduce appropriate standards for ballast water management, but it still remains to be seen how successful these measures will prove. Reading 2. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Between the American states of California and Hawaii in the North Pacific Ocean lies a collection of marine debris twice the size of Texas. It is known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This marine debris, or litter, is drawn into an island of trash by the North Pacific Subtropical Gyre, which is a circular ocean current. Over time, the marine debris makes its way to the calm, stable center of the gyre, where it becomes trapped and builds up. Any type of trash can get into the ocean, but the vast majority of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is plastic. Worse still, many kinds of plastic do not wear down, but instead break into smaller and smaller pieces called microplastics. Scientists have collected up to 750,000 bits of plastic in a single square kilometer of the patch. Almost 10% of the world's plastic ends up in the ocean. Crucially, plastic can be harmful to marine life in the gyre. For example, loggerhead sea turtles often mistake plastic bags for jellyfish, a source of food. Albatrosses roam a large area of the northern Pacific Ocean and often die by mistaking plastic for food or becoming strangled by the plastic rings used to hold six packs of soda together. Furthermore, debris can also affect the marine food webs in the gyre by blocking sunlight from reaching plankton and algae below. This is potentially disastrous for fish and turtles. Cleaning up the debris is not an easy task. Trawling the ocean for all the trash is impossible and would harm plankton and other marine life. Ultimately, it comes down to managing waste on land. We have to find alternatives to plastic in the form of environmentally friendly, reusable packaging.